Fella buttin' a lammas tight when the moorman wind her hay. The doughty Douglas bound him right into England to drive a prey. He chose the gardens and the Grahams, the Lindsays light and gay. But the Jardines wadna wi' him right, and they rue it to this day. And he has burned the dales o' Tyne and part o' Bamburghshire, and three good towers on Reid's Wire fells he left them all on fire. And he marched up to Newcastle and raided round about, saying, "Was the Lord o' this castle, and was the lady out?" But up and spake the proud Percy, and oh, but he spake high, "I am the lord of this castle, and my wife's the lady gay. If thou art the lord of this castle, say weel, it pleases me. For ere I cross the border fells, the tain o' us shall be." And he took a lang spear in his hand, shod away the metal free. And far to meet the Douglas there, he rode her furiously. But oh, how sad his lady looked frae off the castle wall, when down before the Scottish spear she saw proud Percy fall. Had we twa been upon the green, and never an eye to see, I would have had ye flesh and fell, but your sword shall gae. But gae up to Otterburn and wait there days three. And if I come not ere 3 days' end, a fast night call ye me. They alighted high on Otterburn upon the Bensie Brown. They alighted high on Otterburn and threw the pallions down. But up then spake a little page before the people dawn, "Oh, walkin', walkin', my good lord, for Percy's hard at hand. Yillee, 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 are loud, say loud I hear yillee. For Percy had not many a string to dight my men. But I have dreamed a dreary dream beyond the Isle of Skye. For I saw a dead man win a fight, and I think that man was I." He belted on his good braid sword, and to the field he ran. But he forgot the helmet good that should have kept brain. When Percy wi' the Douglas met, I wot he was for fain. They swacked their swords till sair they swat, and the blood ran doon my queen. But Percy wi' his good braid sword, that could so sharply wound, as wounded Douglas on the brow till he felt he the ground. Then he called on his little foot page, and he said, "Run speedily and fetch mine dear sister's son, Sir Hugh Montgomery. My nephew good," the Douglas said, "what recks the death of him? Last night I dreamed a dreary dream, and I ken the day is thine. My wound is deep, I fain would sleep, tack the vanguard o' the three. and hide me by the bracken bush that grows on yonder green. Oh, lay me by the bracken bush beneath the blooming briar. Let never living mortal ken that a kindly Scot lies there. He lifted up that noble lord with a sore tear in his ear, and he laid him by the bracken bush, lest as many men might see. The moon was clear and the day drew near, the spears and flinders flew, and many a gallant Englishman ere the day the Scotsman slew. The gardens good in English blood, they steeped their hose in shoon, and the lenses flew like fire aboot till all the fray was done. The Percy and Montgomery met, and either or other were fain, and they swapped swords, and they twas swart, and the blood ran doon. Now yield thee, Percy said, or I vow I'll lay ye low. To whom must I yield? Well, Percy, now I see it must be so. You shall not yield to Lord Dudloon, nor yet shalt thou yield to me. But yield thee to the bracken bush that grows on yonder lea. I will not yield to a bracken bush, nor yet will I yield to a briar. But I would yield to Earl Douglas or Montgomery when he were here. As soon as he knew it was Montgomery, he stuck his sword point in the ground. The Montgomery was a courteous knight, and he took him by the hand. This deed was done at Otterburn at the breaking of the day. Earl Douglas was buried at the bracken bush, and Percy led captive